In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Earlier today, we found out that Pitt basketball coach Jeff Capel's contract was going to be extended through the 2029-30 season. We are joined now by the Panthers head coach. Hey, Jeff, congrats. When did this all kind of come together?
Well, first of all, Jeff, man, it's great to talk to you again. It's been a while, and I appreciate you having me on. I'm really grateful and thankful. This is something that Heather and I have been working on really shortly after the season was over with. I would say more so when the NCAA tournament was over with. And it's something that's been in the works, and we actually got the deal done a while ago, but announced it today. And I'm just grateful, man. I'm grateful to Chancellor Gable, to the board, and to Heather, and especially Heather, you know, for being patient and understanding and having my back. And I'm really grateful for our relationship and going through a lot of different things, you know, to be at this point. I'm incredibly thankful to our players. This absolutely would not happen without them. All of the guys that we've coached since we've been here, and especially the last couple of years, I'm grateful for the fans who've stuck with us. You know, one of the great things about, my time here so far, it was very different from my previous two stops as a head coach. And in the previous two, you know, we were able to win right away at VCU. We flipped it in year two. We're in the NCAA tournament. The next year, that was a one-bid league. We lost in the conference finals, but got to the NIT the first time back-to-back postseason since the 80s. Want to go to Oklahoma. It was a rebuild. Year two, second-round tournament. Year three, Elite Eight. And so we had a lot of success early. This one, obviously, was very different. We had a lot of challenges and did not have success early. But for me, it was incredible growth. I was able to grow. I was able to see and learn a lot. And, you know, really, to be honest with you, find out, man, who's with me, who has my back, and who's really with us. And so I'm grateful for the people that were there from day one that stuck with us, you know, after year four when things looked bleak. And I understand why people were upset. There was no one more upset than me. But I just feel very honored, fortunate, and blessed to be in the position that we're in. And you know, I really like the direction we're headed.
Jeff, you've mentioned we and us a few times. I know you couldn't have done what you've done or as a program without your coaching staff. The fact that you've had them with you the entire time, what impact has that made in what we're seeing now in Pitt basketball?
Yeah, well, it's huge, and I didn't mean to leave them out. When I say we, us, I'm talking about them.
Right,
You know, to me, this is I'm the caretaker of it, but we are the caretakers of it. Obviously, I'm incredibly grateful for them. You know, it's interesting. 2 years ago, there was a lot of talk about, you know, I maybe needed to change my staff and, you know, change some things. There were some shots taken at my brother in particular. And, you know, again, we believed there were some things that happened. And look, it's all on me. It is. There were some things that I said after year four that I really regretted. I regret it now. I apologize to the guys that came back from that team. You know, but we believed in each other. We believed in what we were doing and the manner in which we were doing it. Certainly the results wouldn't make a lot of people believe, and I totally understand that. But I love the fact that we stayed the course. You know, we just put our head down, we worked, and you know, we were able to get, you know, the right pieces. We were able to coach them really hard and show them love and accountability and things like that. And, you know, I really think it's the reason why, if you look at these last 2 years, they've certainly not been without challenges. But I think the reason why we've been able to overcome is the character in the program. And that starts, you know, with our coaching staff and the men that they are and everyone. You know, whether it's Brian Regan, Billy Hubley, Gil Brown, Jake Persuti that's not with us, but he helped get this thing going. Certainly my assistant coaches and really everyone in the athletic department that touches our program, Matt Plitman, everyone. And, you know, it was hard, you know, for people to believe. And I get it. As a lifelong sports fan and person that's been involved with it, I totally understand it. I think I have a better feel and idea of the city now. And I'm just really grateful that, you know, the powers that be, you know, stuck with us and believed in us that much and gave us a chance. And I would like to think the last 2 years, you know, we've won 46 games. We've won, I think, 26 conference games and, you know, one postseason where we advanced. I thought we should have been in it last year, but, you know, again, that's on us. There's some things we got to take care of in the non-conference and continue to win. And I really like the guys that we have back. We have a great core group of guys back, and I like the pieces that we've added. And so I'm really excited about our season and about, you know, the direction our program is going.
Jeff, you mentioned the fans, and we ask you these questions in season, and you've got so much going on, but do you take a second and think about how it grew and what the environment became again at the University of Pittsburgh for these home games?
Yeah, I mean, it's been incredible. You know, I remember, you know, a couple of years ago, you know, when we had actually just won three in a row, and we had just won at North Carolina, and we came back and we played Georgia Tech, and we were getting spanked. And, you know, there were fire capel chants, and it was embarrassing. My kids were there, and, you know, it was hard. But to see what we've been able to do the last 2 years and the support. And to me, that's a testament to our players. I think it's been the past 2 years, this organic connection with our players and the fans, certainly the students, but the fans and just what they have done. This past year when we beat Virginia Tech at home at the handshake line at the end, Mike Young, who's, you know, coach, really good coach, a guy that I respect, not just as a coach, but as a man, you know, when we shook hands, he brought me in. He's just like, man, it's amazing what you've done and how this place is now compared to, you know, he hadn't been here in a couple of years. And to me, it's a testament to our fans. It's a testament to our players. It's a testament to our marketing team, you know, our development team. And we're grateful for it, man. It makes a big difference when it looks that way on TV. It makes a big difference to recruits, potential recruits, when you're able to talk about the support that you have. And, you know, we're incredibly grateful and appreciative of that.
We're joined by Pitt head coach Jeff Capel. A contract extension through the 2029-30 season. Of course, Blake Hinson, especially when you talk.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Fan interaction was a big part of that. He really warmed up to the Zoo. The Zoo obviously warmed up to him. He's now playing with the Lakers Summer League team. No media around that team. What role did Blake have in where Pitt basketball is now?
Well, Blake had a huge role. But really, you know, that class and that group, And I really, you know, Blake, obviously, but Nellie Cummings, Greg Elliott, Nike Sabande, Federico, Jamarius. I mean, you know, for Jamarius and Nike to stick with us, you know, when they could have left. I mean, look, there's, you know, transfer portal, and, you know, Jamarius was a graduate. So they, you know, Nike was a graduate. They could have left again and, you know, been able to play, but they stuck with us. And then, you know, we were able to get Nellie and Greg and Blake and Federico and the twins and all of those guys. But certainly the connection that Blake had, because he was here for 2 years, and, you know, just, you know, you talk about someone that's grateful and appreciative of the city of Pittsburgh, the University of Pittsburgh, and our program and our fans. And, you know, when you look at Blake's journey, we talked about it last night when I was out in Las Vegas and had a chance to visit with him. And we were just sitting there, and he was talking about the Lakers, talking about their team and, you know, kind of what he's going through right now. And we were just talking about the past 2 years and his time. And I told him, I said, Blake, you know, you said something to me, man, that was really, and he said it right after the season. We were texting, and I apologized to him, just because I thought we should have been a tournament team. And I apologized to him for not having us ready early in the season. And some of those games that we lost, you know, Missouri at home and Clemson at home, I felt like if we would have gotten one of those, that, you know, losing against Florida. And so back then I apologized to him, because I, you know, of all, look, we all were deserving, but man, Blake was very deserving to be in the tournament. And Jeff, he says to me, Coach, you have nothing to apologize for. That was part of our journey. We had to go through that early. If we didn't go through that early, we wouldn't have been as good as we were late. Wow. And, yeah, and I reminded him that we were sitting there last night, you know, our whole group, Bub was there, and we had just finished dinner, and everyone was just sitting around talking. And I just said to him, you know, I look at the first 4 years, and we wouldn't be where we are if we didn't have those. And so I don't regret it. I learned from it. We learned from it as a coaching staff, and I think we got better. We grew. And that's where, man, I will always be incredibly grateful to Heather and to Chancellor Gallagher initially, and then Chancellor Gable when she came on, and the board for, you know, understanding our vision and believing in us and giving us another opportunity. And then that group was able to come in and win. And then, you know, look, Bob, Jalen, that group, I mean, they committed before we won. I mean, that was before that season when those guys committed, and, you know, where they've been able to kind of keep this thing going.
I think fans would really be interested to know how Blake is doing, Jeff, and the fact that, I mean, he's now putting on maybe one of the more iconic uniforms in sport right now.
Yeah. I'm sorry. He's doing great. He really, really is. He has one of the most unique journeys of anyone I've ever been around in sport. When you think about 2.5 years ago, he was an Instacart delivery person and an Uber Eats driver and playing, you know, pickup basketball with a group of 40-plus-year-olds at the YMCA. And now, like you mentioned, he's with one of the most iconic franchises in the history of sports. And we had a chance to visit with him Monday and Tuesday, and he's playing well. You know, I think he understands the summer league roster is not like the regular roster. And, you know, he was pressing a little bit after the first game. He was terrific in the first game. And but he was really good Monday when we went to go see him play. And just he's grateful and appreciative, man. And he's so much fun to be around and loves life, loves the opportunity to play basketball and to be a part of a team. And he's someone that we miss, man. When we started our summer practices and workouts, I texted him right after the first one, and I was like, yo, this is, like, really weird with you not being here. Because
a lot quieter.
Blake was a guy, yeah, it's quiet. Like, you heard him before you saw him. And just not having him there has been really, really weird and strange. And we miss him, but, you know, he said he's coming back. As soon as the summer league's over, he's going to come back. Bob's going to come back. Justin's coming back. Moa's coming back. And so we can have some good pickup games and scrimmages with our guys, which would be great.
Bob and Justin are putting up some good numbers with Washington. Do you get a chance to watch any of those games, or how do you try to follow?
Yeah, well, we try to watch as much as we can. We had a chance to see them play in person last night. We went out to Vegas as a coaching staff on Monday. We got done with recruiting Sunday, got back here, and then flew out there Monday. And got back actually a little bit earlier this afternoon, around 4 o'clock. So we had a chance to see them, and they're both playing really, really well. You know, Justin's on a two-way contract. He's hopeful to get that converted. He finished the season with Washington last year and has played very well in their summer league. They really like him, so hopefully he continues to play well and that turns into something a little bit more permanent. Obviously, Bob is a lottery pick. He's been terrific, and one of the things that has been really interesting is how comfortable he looks right away. Normally, it takes a while for anyone. When you make that leap from college to the NBA, it's completely different, and especially, you know, for an 18-year-old, you know, who's only really played the point guard position for 1 year. And what struck me the first game when I watched him on TV was how comfortable he looked. And same thing. I mean, last night, I think he was 0-for-4 in the first half, but he had 4 assists and no turnovers and, you know, was playing really well. Then he scores 20 in the second half. And so I think he's going to be really good. He looks like he's grown, and he certainly has gotten stronger, gotten bigger. And he talked about last night how much he misses his teammates. He wishes he was still here. And I think he just said that to make us feel good, because I'm sure he likes that paycheck a lot better, you know, up there than, you know, what he was getting here.
I'll leave you with
this. But he hasn't got paid yet. He did let me know that. He has not gotten paid yet. So he may say that right now when he gets that first paycheck, and he'll completely understand it.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, I'll leave you with this, Jeff, and thank you for your time tonight. What are you allowed to do with your team right now, and what can you tell us about this group coming in for this season?
Yeah, well, we're allowed. We get 4 hours a week with them. The coaches do, where we can do basketball stuff. We get 8 hours total, so the strength coach gets 4, and we get 4. And our guys have all been here since the end of June. That's when the second session of summer school started. And we're, I think, just finished our third week of workouts. We break it up. We've done a lot of individual stuff for a couple of days, and then we'll do team stuff. We really just tried to work on offense. Earlier this week, on Monday, before we left to go to Vegas, we practiced Monday morning, and it was the first time we introduced anything defensively. And so really just trying to put our offense in and kind of the concepts and get them to understand how to play with each other. We have some new faces and some new guys. And so for us as a coaching staff, it's trying to get a feel of who we are right now. And then what we think we can become. That's where the individual work comes in. Then the team stuff, looking at different lineups, just trying to figure out and see who we are. The guys have been unbelievable. You know, they've worked really hard, unbelievable attitudes. You know, our new guys have been tremendous. Our returning guys have been even better. We are grateful that we have a core group of guys back from a really good team, you know, led by Jalen Lowe and Ish Leggett. And then Guillermo, I thought, made a big jump last year, and we need him to continue to get better. So the guys are working really hard, the new pieces. We're excited about where we are right now. We're excited about who I think we can become. And the biggest thing, Jeff, you've heard me say this over and over, and I'll continue to say it, if we can get our guys to completely just lock in on being a great teammate. If we do that, then the other stuff will take care of itself.
Jeff, congratulations. I'm so happy for you and the family. You've earned it, and I appreciate your time joining us tonight.
Appreciate it, man. Take care.
Jeff Capel, Pitt basketball coach, a contract extension through the 2029-30 season. Cool to hear about Blake and how he's doing at the Summer League and how comfortable Bub looks. And all of a sudden, I'm getting excited about Pitt basketball.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.